Thank you for holding. Is this Will?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Will. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am good. It's Friday.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, not that anybody's been counting, you know? I don't want my reps to hear that. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
No, I'm definitely familiar through different industries, but also, Tara did a great job breaking it down, so I'm all up to speed.
Okay. Sounds good. So let me send you the pricing page. She's requested a new in business credit, even though the company's not technically new. You're new ownership, right?
Well, by all technical definitions, the company is new. It's just so my wife and I formed this LLC. We bought a different one. That one has been dissolved, but we just asset purchased it. So, the experience of all the workers and the systems and everything were retained, but it's a completely new title, a new management, that kind of thing.
Got it. Okay. Okay, that's always good. So I'm hoping you got a good book of business from the guy you bought it from, though.
Oh, that's what we were buying. Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I always try to explain that to people when we do this. Is they go, I'm doing good without the advertising. I've been in business for this long and I didn't do any advertising. And I'm going, man, if you're going to have a business for 10, 20 years and do all these great jobs and not document it, you're just shooting yourself in the foot because you're going to want to sell the business to somebody at some point when you retire, aren't you? And then they go, well, yeah, it's like, okay, well, you want to document it. You want to have that book of business. You want to have all those reviews built up and everything and pass that off to them. That's the whole value. That's where all the value is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is just Google verification, and then we go into the Google business profile, do the optimization that Google requests in order for you to have the Google Places placement. Obviously, there are other things we'll be able to throw in for you. Did you get the text message that I sent?
Yeah, I'm scrolling your guys' site right now.
Okay. That's the pricing one. This is the regular site coming through here. But what Tara's asked me to do, just to shoot you straight on it, is she asked me to offer you the Platinum Package Bundle for the Essential Package pricing structure. And so, and it's not the Platinum Premier, Essential Premier. It's the regular Platinum and the regular Essential, where it's local bundle plus Facebook ads. And a big reason she's asking for that is because we know you guys are already developing your site. That's what she told me, like you already have a site that's being made. And so this will cover your bases on all other platforms. Usually we include the site too. It's listed as an optimized landing page in the Platinum. But this one gets you Google Places. That's the moneymaker. Don't be mistaken. Like 90% of your calls are going to come from people just finding you on the first page of Google. But there's Bing Local. Yeah. There's Facebook advertising in there, create a Facebook business page, run ads for it, or run ads through it and then host it for you. And then, they have a tracking system that's built into this where you'll actually be able to see all the leads, the clicks, the calls that you're getting, what zip codes it's coming from. That way you'll be able to evaluate it month in and month out. So.
Okay. I like that.
The Platinum Bundle, I mean, it's normally $5.99, so the central price is $2.99. It's about $10 a day. And then also, she mentioned that you're doing Home Advisor, and I'm not a big fan of those guys, so if I can get your foot in the door and get a chance to steal you away from them, I'll waive this setup fee for you, too.
Well, I'd say I'm not a fan of that system. I think paying per lead, and I've been very upfront with them on that also, having them send those leads to three other companies as well. It's a more or less temporary thing for me. I'm trying to generate more business. I've overhired a little bit, so I have guys with some free time. So I'm trying to get a quick solution to that.
Yeah.
So I'm all right to invest a little heavier on that, which is what I think that is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a long-term thing for me at all.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a fan of them because I've gotten into literal altercations with them, like with my clients on the line, like cussing at each other. I can't.
Hey man, if you want to go to bat for me and can't let out, let's go.
Yeah, I can send you some stuff. Makes it a lot easier just from my experience. I've gone through it quite a few times. They have these FTC reports from the Federal Trade Commission, and usually if you add your name to the report, then you become part of their the monthly reimbursement that the Federal Trade Commission ordered them to do. So they don't give you your money back easily, but they have this here, I'll send it to you. You could fill it out, report them. And then when they're ordered to make their paybacks from the reports that the FTC receives, they'll send you a chunk, if not everything.
Interesting. I need to look into more of what you're talking about because I understand what you're saying, but I am not familiar in any way.
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission, I mean, they could shut down any business. You know, they're the ones who decide if it's a ethical business or not, and it protects consumers. Like, have you ever heard or seen, like, Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission, it was the feds that shut them down, that stopped him because it's doing damage to the people that are consuming it. In HomeAdvisor's case, it's doing damage to the business owners that are paying for leads on their platform because they sell the same lead to like five or six of you guys and they charge all of you. Obviously, if six people get the same lead, one person gets the job, five of you just paid for nothing, you know? So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so after years of doing that, you know, they've accumulated a lot of complaints and, you know, eventually they poked the wrong guy, got a lawyer involved, and then the FTC got alerted, and now it's been an ongoing thing for the last couple of years. The two articles I sent you kind of outline a lot of it, but there's a ton of articles in the FTC. There's like almost new ones that come out every month on those guys.
Interesting. Well, yeah I appreciate the information on that. Yeah, that definitely was my biggest, I guess, apprehension to go with them. But I'd be curious to read more on that.
It's not a bad thing to do to get started, you know, and get your name out there, but it's obviously not a long-term solution where you're, you know, paying five, six lead fees for every job you get, you know, and you're spending way more than you should.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your cost per acquisition is crazy. What I can say is if you could do anything with that, and I know you'll do great with first page placement on Google because we don't get in between you and them. We just let them call you directly off the first page. You know, we're just about your credibility. Say, hey, you know, we verified this guy. He's who we would top recommend. And then they call you from there. And there's no other like lead fees, click fees or call fees with that package that I have you quoted on at $299.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that definitely makes sense to me. So, so the promotional pricing on that, how long does that really go for?
So if you come on board with me today, Will, I'm locking you in at that rate, and we send that to you in writing with your invoice receipt. So it'll stay $299 month to month for as long as you're with us.
Oh, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Well, I definitely like the sound of that.
Yeah, our goal is to work with you long term, even though it's month to month. And we notice, like, a lot of the times when we first sign guys up, they're just trying it out, right? And so what we want to be able to do at the end of the month is go, okay, you spent $299, but you made this. And that's our main retention tool, is getting you to log into the tracking system and actually being able to show you the customers that you got from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I like that. That makes sense.
I feel like at this pricing structure, we'd be geared up for the long haul. I feel like you shouldn't have any problem offsetting that cost each month and it paying for itself. And then also Google advertising, when you have one of those spots, it's a business expense, you know, you could write it off as well.
Yeah.
Which, in the state of California, we need all the write-offs we can get, right?
Yeah, that is for sure.
Yeah. We're down here in Orange County. I don't know if you've been to, we have a Fountain Valley location, a Costa Mesa location. Yeah, and so the Google headquarters that we're partnered with is Google Building 1 right there off Jamboree, like borderline Irvine area. It's like Irvine and Newport Beach.
Yeah, I just lived in that area. I moved out of there a year ago.
Oh, no way. Whereabouts?
I was living on Jamboree and one of those apartment complexes that's straight across from John Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
like,
super close.
4 blocks over or whatever.
Yeah, that's super close. We could see the planes taking off from John Wayne from our office like all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that area is so awesome. We were right by that preserve.
Yeah.
Like the wildlife preserve or whatever.
Yeah. I run in there. So I do marathons. Like I run in there or I go down by like Huntington Beach, Newport Beach and run the riverbed. But where I live is kind of like the middle ground for the two. So it's like perfect. I used to go to that like riverbed every day after work. Basically, like I called it the golden hour. I would come home, put on my shoes and then just go take off for a run before the sun goes down. It's all beautiful and purple and birds are chirping, flying around back there. It's a nice area.
It's incredible. We would go for, my wife and I lived there for a year and a little over a year, I think. So we were working corporate jobs down there and we got an opportunity to move up here and manage a wedding venue.
Okay.
So we hopped on that, and I bought a landscape business and been managing that for the last, year-ish.
And I haven't been up in the Slo area since, like, March, I think, of 22, when my youngest was, like, still only, like, 6 months old. I only went through there just because I was doing the – I drove the 5 all up to San Francisco, and then I took PCH all the way back down to Orange County.
Oh, nice.
Like one of the, yeah, hit like Point Lobos and a bunch of spots just on the way down because I'd never done it and lived in California in my life. But that was the last time I was in Slo. I think we hit that bubblegum alley and I was like disgusted.
Dude, I won't walk down that either. Every time we walk by it, I'm like, that's absolutely disgusting. I don't want to be part of that.
My wife's like, oh, yeah, let's go down here. I'm like, I don't know, man. Let me get a mat or something.
Well, if you go – so that's down in the south part. If you go up North County where we're at, Templeton, Paso Robles, I mean, it's vineyards and breweries and, wine tasting everywhere here. So it's gorgeous country if you're ever out here again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been through a bunch of times just living in California, but I didn't really stop. Like, I remember back like when I was in high school, we went up there once, too. And this is a long time ago. I'm 32. We had a tournament out there. I think it was at the college. And that was the last time before this stop. I usually just kind of pass through that area, though. I'm usually trying to make my way all the way north or – they have the Google headquarters in Mountain View and San Jose, so a couple times I'm just kind of – you have to kind of go through that way and get there. Yeah. But we're partnered with the SoCal Building 1. That's where I get all my credentials from. And I've been here 12 years.
Nice. Yeah, no, I definitely like the sound of that. That's pretty cool.
So – sorry, I didn't mean to get off topic with you. I feel like I could talk to you all day.
No, all good, man. I could, Newport area, dude. I spent about 5 years down there, so.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's.
I love it out here. It's expensive, but it's beautiful.
It's not that much cheaper up here.
Yeah, it's just California, you know.
My
wife sent me a message this morning, and she's like, "Things are getting so bad with money." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "My coffee was $12." I was like, "Oh my god," you know. You know, whatever.
Dude, that's
it's not
the
your
thing,
family,
the
right?
Coffee.
Yeah, that's a real problem.
Oh man,
Newport problem. $12 coffee.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh, I gotta be honest, that's impressive. I don't know if I've ever been able to get it up to $12.
Yeah. It's just a lot of stuff's just overpriced, especially down here. They just kind of think we're made out of it, you know. It's rough. I'm like, you guys already know what other stuff we're dealing with just to be able to stay out here, you know.
Oh man. Yeah. No, it's coffee boom. I think they're calling it the latte era. All the people with their $10 lattes every single day, you know?
Yeah, it's horrible. My wife's really bad with the caffeine, man. Sometimes I'll even catch her, like, I get off of work and she's drinking, like, one of those Celsius, like, energy drink things. I'm like, it's 5:30. Like, what time are you planning on going to bed? You're going to consume, like, 200 milligrams of caffeine? I have to lecture her, but she's definitely one of those people. But also, like, we have two kids. We have two baby boys, and they kind of just run her ragged all day long. So I don't blame her.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
how old are they?
But I get it. I have a 5-year-old, and then my youngest is going to be 3 on the 28th of this month. He was born 4/28.
Dude, congrats. That's awesome.
Yeah, I call them babies, but they're getting bigger. My oldest is in kindergarten, and my youngest,
those are such fun ages.
Oh yeah, they're both great, honestly. I have a younger sister, and she's 30, and she's like, I'll never have kids, blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine getting off of work, and then you got to deal with your kids when you get home? I was just talking to her about it yesterday. And I'm like, honestly, that's the best part. Like, I can't wait to see them when I get home. I'm like, it gives me a reason to do all this stuff. Like, you just go home to a quiet, empty house? That's depressing.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, they're my reason for everything, you know? Little guys, and they don't know anything about the stupid stuff going on in the world. They're just innocent and happy, and, you know. So,
I like loving life, man.
Yeah, I learn a lot from them. I'm like, you know what? It's really not that important.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just crazy. But we're taking off to to Maui next month. My wife talked me into the flight, so I literally just paid for it last night. It was crazy.
Dude, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the thing about being in SoCal.
Yeah, they're spoiled. It's funny that you said John Wayne, because I literally got the tickets out of John Wayne. That's why I was kind of like, oh, this guy really does know the area. Yeah, but when you get them out of John Wayne, because I don't want to, like, park my car at LAX or Long Beach, and you got to pay all the like parking and everything, and then it gets all dusty. It's just pointless.
So
paying the extra to get out of John Wayne. It basically is the difference in the parking, and then I'll just Uber us over there to the airport and back. It's only like 5 minutes from the house.
Yeah, John Wayne is such a nice airport to fly out of.
Yeah, it's so quick, just in and out. There's never any long lines. LAX is a nightmare. You know, but I took him, my youngest son, this is going to be his 3rd Hawaiian Island. And we're going 2 weeks after he turns 3. So he turns 3 on the 28th, and we're going on the 14th of May. So it's a little more than 2 weeks. It's a Tuesday.
Nice.
Gonna be his
That'll be awesome. Plus, I heard Maui's cheaper right now after the fires and everything.
That's what sold me on it, is she pulled out. She already had it ready. Of course, she was looking at it when I was at work probably all day long. But she goes, look at this. And there was 4 round-trip tickets, and it came out to $210 each ticket. So I've never seen it like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's almost it's usually like 5 or 6 for one, you know? It was $210 each. And I'm going, what? And she's like, yeah, and it's right here out of John Wayne. And I'm like, what? You know? Of course, the Airbnb and the Jeep that she asked me to get are still full regular price.
They're not dropping anything.
They charge a premium. But I think that's kind of what they want for Maui because of the fire last year. We were actually on the Big Island when the fire broke out in Maui, and there was a fire on the Big Island, too, in August of last year. We were in Kona, like, probably about 30, 45 minutes south of where the fire happened on the Big Island, but it wasn't as big. The one in Maui was, like, devastating. Yeah, Lahaina really got destroyed. But yeah, I told her last night, I was like, okay, so I got the tickets, and then I always get a condo because of my boys, and I like having the fridge and like a washer and dryer. I don't got to go down to a laundry room and stuff. Just makes the trip a lot easier. And I go on there, and then it's like, okay, 25 for a week. I'm like, oh, God. But I'd already got the tickets, so I was like, okay, whatever, you know. But the Jeep was pretty cheap. The Jeep, we got a Jeep on Turo. I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's like a...
Bro, that's what I was doing out of John Wayne Airport.
Oh, okay. Renting cars?
Yeah, we were... Yeah, we had a 6-car fleet we were running out of John Wayne.
Nice. Yeah, so I got one at OGG over there in Maui. It was $450 actually for a little white Jeep. It's like a 2016 one, but I was like, whatever, you know. Buy local. Yeah. And they say buy everything local. I think that's why all the tickets are so cheap right now.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. They definitely want you to support the local businesses out there that are struggling.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I haven't had a break since August of last year, so I've been just kind of going hard and then clear through the holidays with work. And so I'm like, okay, catch a breather.
Well, there you go. Well earned, man.
Yeah, just be able to sit with my boys and get a nice tan.
Yeah, well... You're living in SoCal. They got plenty of room for that anyways.
It's been rough, though. It's raining today. It's pouring outside. It's been raining the last couple
of
days. Yeah, and then honestly, like, I felt like I was just living in the dark until my wife's birthday actually was March 10th when the time change happened.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was living in the dark because I would go to work and the sun barely be coming up, and by 5 o'clock, it's dark. It was black out here. So it was like I was missing the sunshine. I would go in the office all day. By the time I got out, it's dark. So people think it's all sunshine down here, but it was. I'm looking pasty.
Well, that's the crazy thing. You're paying for that SoCal weather, and then when you're not getting it, you're like, "What's going on here, guys? This ain't right. This ain't the deal that we were signing up for."
Yeah, I was telling my wife that. I think that's why she started looking at the vacation stuff, because I was kind of complaining. I'm like, you know, I don't want to hear you guys complain, like, especially you. Like, I was giving her a lecture. I was like, every day I go to work, it's dark. I get home, it's dark. I'm like, you guys get to sleep as long as you want. You wake up, you go out to the park every day with these guys, you get sunshine, you know. She was like, yeah, that's true. Like, I don't hear,
right?
I'm paying all these premium price for you guys to do what you want, and then, you know, I don't get to enjoy any of it, you know. So she was like,
Yeah, exactly.
And she wonders why I'm my boy's favorites. I'm like, they get it. You don't get it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm excited, though. I'm finally going to get to breathe here in about a couple of weeks. But I'm one of those guys where it's like, even when I get home, I'm still working. Sometimes I'll get emails from my clients, and I'm like, okay, let me fix this for you. And she's always giving me like, you got to be on your computer every time. You just got to – I'm like, yeah. Customers come first. And what's what pays for it all? You got to take care of these guys.
Yeah, for sure, man. I get that.
So, I'm sorry, I keep getting on off topic with you. I'm so sorry. So,
no worries, man. It's all good.
If you decide to move forward, Will, I will be your account lead. So, obviously, we'll be able to talk anytime. You know, I'll be checking in with you from time to time, too, if this is something you decide to move forward with. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you as well. So, if it's on the weekend and I'm not here, you could email me. I will still respond to you via email, but if you want somebody to talk to and get through it quick, we have about 400 people at work here. You could even call on the weekends, just press extension 1, and there's always a live operator there for you.
Yeah. So okay. Can I ask, let me see here. Can I ask, with this opening, we talked about it being kind of in my industry. What would my keywords really be for my Google search that would come up?
Yeah, great question. So we give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases that you could be listed for at a time. You can actually hand select them. But there is a system called Google Analytics. Have you ever heard of that before?
I have heard of it. I'm not super familiar.
Okay, so Google Analytics, actually you'll have access to it too. It's a part of your tracking system. Really cool feature. You can actually see what people have, or like which keywords are being searched the most in your industry. And the data goes back like 10 years. So you can go in there and you don't have to play the guessing game on like, should I put myself up there for lawn care or landscaping? Obviously you'll probably use both of those, but just as an example, it'll show you like, hey, what the trends are. Now, according to Google Analytics, the next 4.5, like 5 months are the most profitable time of the year to do this. So you're like right at the point where things start to kick up, right? Because the weather and everything. So, you know, obviously you'll be able to see those trends. I'm sure things will be popping off no matter what keywords you select because of your industry and the timing of the year, but they are interchangeable too. So maybe you start with this 15 and you say, hey, maybe I want to focus on like landscape designs or more of like hardscape type projects where I'm making more money. We could always swap out your keywords too. You're not just locked into those keywords, but they're interchangeable. You could do that through your account management team here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like that.
So we adjust and kind of adapt to make sure we're keeping you busy.
Yeah. Let's see here. So I'm scrolling through here. I see a bunch of these different sites. So basically, if I'm just doing a Google search, because my actual home location is up in Templeton, which is about half an hour north. We do service properties around here, but most of the business that we want to be targeting is in a different city. Is my home address up here going to impact that, or
So that little red dot you see on the map is where their PIN is sent. They send a PIN. It's called a Google PIN verification letter, and you got to do that in order to get verified on Google. As like a verified business. So you got to get PIN verified. That's the first thing that we do. Now, usually that marks your center location, and then you could get up to a 40-mile radius around it for a local listing. Okay? Now, sometimes I run into guys who say, hey, I want to cover more than 40 miles. It's not uncommon. But that's when we have to do these Premier packages because the Premier packages also have Google Ads in them, which are the guys at the top say sponsored. And what we do is we have the local listing cover that 40 miles, and then anything that they want to target outside of that is where we will have the ads running. So that way you're showing in those areas as well. And that's the most cost-efficient way to do it rather than just running an ad for a full 100-mile radius because they charge per click for the ads. So your pricing structure would change quite a bit. I mean, even if I put you on a Platinum Premier package, the lowest I would be able to get would be the Essential Premier pricing structure on that. And that's kind of what I've been doing for you, is trying to get you the best package for the lowest price. But for those with the Google Ads, I mean, instead of you paying $299 for the local cover up to 40 miles, you know, you can do the Platinum Premier. It's $449. It's another $150 more. But you're not limited on the service area if you want to go 50, 60, or put an ad right in the middle of slow that says sponsored at the top.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Then it's more opportunity, the more ground you cover, but, you know, it is more expensive overhead. What I like to do, honestly, is I would like to start small. It's not really small, 40 miles and where you're at, but start out with the Essential. Minimize it with the clients that brings in and the money you make off that. If you want to expand, then obviously we can bump you up and do ads later because the ads aren't like the local listings where ads aren't based on availability. If you already are Google verified and have a local listing, I could run an ad for you anytime you want and start it up.
Yeah. So what is your advertisement, do you guys run those just through Google? Do you do them Facebook, Instagram? What all do you guys cover with those ads?
Yeah, so if you go to the regular Platinum package that I originally had you quoted on, it says most popular. It's the last one down. It's usually $5.99. So that one, it has Facebook advertising. So there's Facebook ads in there, Bing Local. There's a popular directory submission, which includes up to 60 popular directories you could opt in or out of. So it's things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, really, it's designed to cover all your bases, so we're like your one-stop shop for marketing and advertising for your business.
Okay.
The only thing that doesn't have is Google Ads, which would be the Platinum Premier package has the Google Ads. So.
All right. But, no.
Do you know the difference between the Google Ads and the Google Places placements?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just I'm talking and thinking that you get what I'm saying. so there's a when you do the search, I don't know if you're near a computer. If you just type in lawn care, landscaping, just as like if you were a customer, right, or a potential customer.
Right. Yeah, I'm on that right now.
Okay, so you see at the top they say sponsored.
Yep.
Okay, those are Google Ads guys. So those would be Platinum Premier guys. Okay. If you scroll down a little further, you'll see a map with a little red dot kind of with a pin kind of indicating where they are. And then you'll see those top three recommended. Okay. So that's Google Places. Okay. That's the regular Platinum package. So that's the difference between the two. Now, if we do Platinum Premier, what I would do is I would get you the local listing plus ads. But we would use your ads to target the areas that your local listing or Google Places placement isn't already covering. You get what I'm saying? So you're spending more, but you're covering a lot more ground, so that means you're going to get a lot more opportunity each month. If you can handle it and you got the crew and the capacity to handle that kind of business, then the 449 is not going to matter because we'll be able to bring in the clients that will offset that 10 times over.
To be honest, that's the way I'm leaning because right now I have, a good problem, but also a serious problem. We went through kind of a rough patch, hired a couple guys on, you know, they're obviously not as efficient, and all of a sudden these last few weeks we hit an efficiency level where, I have guys with like full days open and, the rain up here has been kind of a blessing because I've been able to just give guys rain days.
Yeah.
But, we've had extra projects to do, which has been nice to buffer it. But I'm about to get hit with a lot of extra guys. And, like, I could lay off one or two guys and be perfectly fine covering the routes. I don't want to do that. So I'm really trying to generate more business right now.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely get you a consistent flow of clients. You know, the more research you do, you find Google advertising, it's literally been the most profitable way for a service-based industry to market for the last 15 years. And that's what you're in. You're in a service-based industry where people, like, when they decide to, I'm going to get some landscaping done or I need somebody to help me, they go to Google, and 90% of those searches start and stop right here. Whether it be a Google Ads campaign that you pick or a Google Places placement that you pick, you know, you're in the right place.
No, I totally agree. I've looked into that before. Like everything I do, I'll just go to Google and figure it out.
Yeah, it's no different
like
for your professional
any kind of service.
Yeah, so that's how we'll bring them in, though. It's just by making sure that you're appearing at that moment that they're doing that search.
All right. So as far as the placement hold, signing up for one of those packages, do I still get the discounted rate if I upgrade at another time?
Yeah, I'm going to take care of you. Like, I sent you my number already, just because I got along with you.
Yep.
A lot of times I just a lot of times I just pass it off to our customer service department, you know, like we have a bunch of people that work here, but you have my direct line. So, you know, if you call me up and you want to make a deal on it, I'll work with you. Our goal is to really retain you, honestly. That's what Google wants. When they were allowing people to do Google Places, Google Ads on their own, they were trying to host it on their own, and then they would fail at it, and Google would lose them as a customer. And so that's the whole point of the partner program, is they want us to get in here, you know, make sure it's working with you, address any issues that you might have, so that way you're seeing success from it and you continue to use it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I like that. The price point isn't, it's not anything crazy to me. We definitely could fit it into the budget. And I think it might be a cool trial run to have this and the whole Angie's Leads things going side by side. Cause
oh, we'll crush
if it. I had, if I had to put my money on it, yeah, I think you guys will blow them out of the water, and this price point is probably going to beat that as well. So if we invest heavy this 1 month and double up, I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah, you'll love it.
You can do anything with
that. Different ball
game. Yeah, I'm curious what kind of – I mean, we don't have pictures. We have a logo. We have business cards. We're developing a website, but we are not we don't have a strong ability to, like, build an online presence at this point.
Yeah.
We're trying to collect pictures and get things ready to go.
We got
you. Have you seen a
– Yeah, no,
yeah.
We got you. So we can use, like, generic ones in the meantime, and then, you know, obviously we want you to send in what you have. Like, I'm sending you the email address now, and then we'll have your site attached to it. If you need help with the site, hosting is something that's in that Platinum Bundle. I gave you full access to all of our services. So if you do need help with it, we can help you with that. But send in your logo. Send in what you do have for photos. If we need to use some ones where we have copyright permissions on, they're kind of generic. They're like stock photos that Google gives us. We could use those just to start out. And then obviously as the clients come in, you know, try to get your guys or you, you know, be conscious about take a before, take an after shot, send it in. Take a before, take an after shot, send it in. And then, you know, we'll keep uploading that to the Google business profile, to the site, to the Facebook listing, you know. So we'll get you there.
For sure.
Yeah, we'll get you there. And obviously that's the whole point of our service. You know, that's work for us to do. You know, you don't have to worry about building the online branding. That's the whole point of hiring us.
Okay. Awesome.
So my question to you.
All right. Well,
do you want to go platinum premier or traditional platinum?
Scrolling through that again. Let me see.
The only difference is the Google ad. So it's like if you want to run a Google ad in slow starting out, and you're looking at $449, you'll also have the local listing. If you want to just do the regular platinum, focus on a 40-mile radius where your pin gets sent, I could do the regular platinum, and they'll do it for the essential package price, $299. So that's really the question. You want to go $299 month to month, or you can go $449 month to month?
So the $449 is the platinum premier, you're saying?
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to upgrade you to Platinum Premier. So that's usually $549 per month with a two-month commitment and a $299 setup fee. I waive the setup fee, and then I reduce the price to the Essential Premier pricing structure of $449. So it saves you about $400 today. It'll save you another $100 every month moving forward.
Yeah, let's run it through, man. Let's give it a go.
You want to go with the Platinum Premier?
Yeah, I want to do the targeted ads in slow, since that's not where my pin's going to be.
Yeah, it's just because of your location.
Yeah.
If you had an address in slow, then it would be a whole different ball game. But I'm going to create the Google business.
I might have to transition to a PO box there at some point, but for right now I'll be fine.
That's a kick in the nuts because we can't do that.
Really?
Yeah, Google won't accept it for the verification letter. They won't accept the PO box. There has to actually be a street address that they can verify through Google Maps.
So, interesting. Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. We'll just move forward with it this way.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You can only have one phone number listed on the first page of Google. Do you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes. Yeah, this is a dedicated business line. It rings to my cell directly, but it's strictly for business.
Okay. So let me repeat it back to you. 805-818-5126?
Yep, that's correct.
All right. And then it's William Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R?
S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R.
Ah, okay. That's why I don't assume.
No E, and we're the double F-ers.
Okay. not literally.
Of course, I got an uncle that, yeah, he walks around talking about we're the double effers, and so the rest of my family says it half jokingly.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh man. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What's the street address that I can send your Google PIN verification letter to?
So it's 1830.
Okay.
El Pomar Drive, E-L space P-O-M-A-R Drive.
I got it. 93465.
93465, yep.
Sorry to cut you off. I was happy I found it.
No, perfect. Yeah.
Okay, here it is. There's not really another El Pomar, I don't think, in California, because once I put that in there, it just popped up. Okay.
Same. Yeah, yeah, it's not a common road.
Yeah. Okay, save. And then, okay, so it's telling us the pin's going to take about 3 to 5 days to get to you. It's saying business days. So today's Friday. I can send it out right now. And then we'll go, what, Monday, Tuesday. So anywhere between Tuesday and Thursday next week. It's going to come in the physical mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you. It's like a postcard size envelope, says Google right on it. You can't miss it. It's like colorful Google letters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me update. Save. Okay. Do you want me to hide your street address online?
Yeah, I would say so, since that's my private residence.
Okay. It'll still say Templeton and California and 93465. It just won't have the actual street address up there. I'll hide it for you.
Right.
Deactivate.
Yep.
Turn by turn. Okay. You don't have an existing Facebook page?
No. No Facebook, no Instagram, nothing of that.
Okay. And then what was the domain name for that website?
So that's getting developed right now on Wix, but I don't even know if that's live. So,
okay. Well, let me look at it. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, let me pull that up.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy's kind of waiting on, let me see here.
Did you just buy the domain and then it just has no content on it yet?
No, I went on, I don't know if you've heard of Upwork.
Yeah.
So I just hired a guy off of that to, I created the actual website through Wix, signed up for it because they can do a free thing. And then, how do I get rid of this? It's trying to make me sign up for something.
Upwork's kind of like Fiverr, but it's out of San Fran. I've actually had Upwork's like CEO in some like conferences that I went up there or went up to up there because they have a Google building in San Francisco, and we go sometimes. Yeah, for seminars. He was up there. There was also a guy from Disney. He's like I don't think he was the CEO of Disneyland. He might have been. I don't know. He gave us all free Disney tickets. This was like 2018. A while back. Pre-pandemic.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
It was weird because I haven't heard of Upwork like since that happened. So you kind of like gave me like a flashback when you said that because I was like, oh yeah, I do know that company. I remember we met him in a seminar in the Bay Area. They have a big building.
Yeah, I mean, same thing. Yeah. Yeah, same thing as Fiverr.
Yeah, Fiverr is cool. I actually, I've recommended that to some people at times where they're just like, I have a client where they're just like so financially strapped and it's not even a client, it's like a prospect and they're just so financially strapped that they can't like afford to do Google advertising, but they want to say it. I tell them, I'm like, you know, you can hop on Fiverr and like hire some dude from Indonesia, like build you a site for cheap, at least do that, you know. Get something going. So I've done that before. I'm like, yeah. I've done some crazy things for my clients. Cussed out Home Advisor. I showed them how to get on Fiverr. I don't know. They're probably like, this guy's crazy, but he helps people. It's funny.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of Upwork in a long time. So you bought the domain from Wix, or you said they had like a free thing? You know, those free things, though, I mean, they look free, and that's something you'd be leery of, too. And then you build all the content and everything, and then when you go to or when you go to launch it, they want to charge you like for the hosting and then a charge for the domain once you've already built it and you're all emotionally attached to it. You know, once you spend all your man hours getting it, look, and then all of a sudden the bill pops up on the back end. I mean, yeah, be careful with those, with Wix. They're sneaky.
Oh, you're absolutely right on that. I think no matter what, I'm going to transition to a paid service on here, but yeah.
Well,
no,
the site's a part of this package. So if the site doesn't come out how you want it to look, or if you just want to capitalize and have us build the site for you, it's no extra charge. It's an optimized website is in that Platinum Premier bundle. So you'd be able to get like a custom website designed through us. Yeah. So if you want.
Can you do that through Wix?
Yeah, we can use Wix domain. We could use GoDaddy domain or direct Google domains. So, but I would recommend that you actually make sure you own the domain, because we don't want to go build a bunch of stuff on it, provide hosting for you, and then, you know, they go, oh, we own this domain. They could just take it away one day if you don't pay them. You might be renting the domain.
I was going to ask if I had that option.
Yeah. I can buy a domain for you and get you your own domain name, but it would be a one-time charge of $99 if you want to do it that way. I mean, I'm sure you could probably find it cheaper on your own, and we could just attach it and go into it. But that's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I can actually, I think through Google, I've already bought a domain.
Yeah.
Because I have my own email address, everything set up through.
Yeah. That sounds right. Yeah. You could sign up for G Suite sometimes.
So,
you do like a business account on Google, like the business email, and you get like those custom email addresses, and then they usually will provide you a domain name. It's like $13 a month or something like that.
Yeah. Yep. So I've gone through that and already set up. The domain. It's just bwcl.net. So
okay.
I should be good there. I just, yeah.
Okay.
Let me make sure that this, I'm actually on Wix right now trying to connect.
You know what I'm going to do? Just to kind of, I'm just going to throw in like the domain if you need it. Okay. So. Still try to get it. Still try to find that one. If you already have one, I want to use that one, especially if you put it on like a business card or something, you know, or if it's like on a decal on the side of a vehicle, then I want that one. So that way, you know, it's still like that card will still be relevant if they go to that site. But if you haven't done anything like that yet, we could just get you a whole new one.
So no, I haven't set anything up. I just have my email addresses set up through just Google email, and then I did the domain through that. So I have, the one I went with was just bwcl.net.
I got it.
Yeah, as soon as I try to link the website to that.
It's
that's a premium feature.
Premium. Well, they're trying to charge you something on the back end? Because when I look at VWCL.net, I get nothing. Like, it's completely dead. Site can't be reached.
No. Yeah, that's not, I don't have the website link to it. I texted you a link to the website right now.
Okay, cool. Let's go back here.
Through the Wix.
Oh, got it.
And so if I want to.
Site. Yeah, those are those temporary domains.
Yeah, this is one of the, this is the website that's in the works right now, so obviously there's a lot of places or stuff.
Yeah, could use a lot of TLC,
the guy's doing well on it.
Yeah. And this was the guy through, Upworks?
Yeah, dude, like $25 an hour, and he's like quoting me $200 to build the site. I was like,
that's not bad.
Do it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes. They try to get you for like 7 to 1,000. It's usually what we see.
Yeah, I know. No, I've worked through them several times and vetted out some like good quality people. We did a little conference call, and I was like, "Now this is my price range. This is what I'm looking at. Can you do it for that?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's
okay.
It's a straightforward site you're looking for. I can definitely."
Yeah, if you already paid them for this, then let's use this. I'm going to hyperlink this to the Google Business Profile. But I did notice at the bottom, just make sure, like, as soon as possible, we can get the matching email address, phone number, proper information on the bottom. Google wants that stuff to match up with what's submitted on your Google Business Profile. So right now, the phone number's like 123456789 0. You want to fix that, have them update.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's almost done, so it's not bad.
Yeah, for sure. I just need to get him some more, like, about us type of stuff.
Yeah.
And it'll be good.
Content. Okay, so I got that hyperlinked.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's your business email where I could send you everything in writing? I'm going to send you, like, outline of the agreement because of the discounted pricing structure, and then I'll send the invoice receipt over, too, so that way you can write it off later.
Yeah, so that's waschafer@vwcl.net.
That sign didn't stick. VWCL.net. Okay, there we go. Save. All right, perfect. So I got the business profile created. How do you want your hours of operation to be listed?
So that's tough. That's where I kind of go back and forth on it because, let's do 7 a.m. through... Let's go 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday.
And then what? Saturday and Sunday, can I put by appointment only? That way they could still call you, but, you know, because you kind of, I don't want you to be, like, blacked out on those days, even if you got to schedule it out Monday through Friday, because you're telling me you just hired some guys and you need to get as much work as you can. Like, what if somebody's calling you on the weekend? Are you okay with leaving it open for phone calls?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I'm happy you said that because I'm like, how am I going to get you as much as possible if the regular guy working a 9-to-5 can't call you when he's off, you know? Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I don't have a credit card system set up right now. Obviously, cash tech work just fine, but I don't have any platform for credit cards.
Okay. And you send guys out on their own, so checks probably preferred, right?
Yeah, checks are usually preferred. They could just mail them to me. Obviously, if they ever want to do ACH transfers, those are great. But, yeah, generally everyone just mails a check.
Okay. Cash check, no card. If you do get a card reader or if you do decide to get, like, Square, something like that, PayPal, QuickBooks, just let me know and then I can update it so that way they know cards are accepted. We always let them know, too, like, if they do choose to use the card for convenience, the additional fees will apply to them. That way you're not getting charged the 2 to 5% the merchant processing will charge it per transaction.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
I got everything squared away.
Yeah.
I just gotta schedule a client interview. So client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes. We ask for an hour window to complete it. I have two slots available today. I have 11 to 12 and then I have a 2 to 3. Do either of those work for you?
2 to 3 I can probably make work. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna send you a calendar invitation. And then I'll text you 1 hour before, just as a heads up. If something pops up and you feel like you can't make it, let me know when that text comes through, and then I'll reschedule. But I want to try to get it done before the weekend because they can still work on a lot of this stuff over the weekend, even when we're not in-house, myself included.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go
ahead. No, I like the sounds of that.
Okay. So let me go ahead and save 2 to 3. And this is going to be with another representative from our company. They'll walk you through it. It's just set questions. They're mainly looking to go over, like, service area, where you want the ads targeted, the keywords, and then just stuff like it. This is a little about us profile on your Google business profile, basic things like that. I'm going to send you your Google verification form right now. You're going to want to fill that out over the weekend, so that's kind of going to be your homework. So we'll have the client interview today, and then fill out your verification form. They're going to ask you to send in, like, license, insurance, anything that's required by the state of California.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that sounds great.
I'm assuming you have all those things, and I didn't just spend an hour with you to find out you're not licensed, and we can't do it.
Oh, man, I won't mess with you so bad right now.
I know. I'm like, why didn't I ask that in the beginning? What an idiot move. I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, we're licensed. We have all our insurances and everything. You can, I mean, if you wanted to pull that up, you can just go on the CSLB website and they'll show you everything.
Okay, perfect. But we'll have you send it in. So there's this form. I'm going to send it manually, actually, right now. I'll show you the form. You're going to get a copy of it again when the payment goes through. But this
yeah.
Is like
hey, I'm getting a phone call that I kind of need to take. Can you stay on the line for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 1 second. Mm-hmm. This is Will.
You still got me. Hi, Will.
Oh, no. They dropped through.
Oh, crap. Well, I'll get you off the phone here in just a second. We're basically done. I just got to secure the first month's payment, get you the receipt and agreement, and then you already have that Google verification form. We're basically good to go until the client interview this afternoon.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So
sounds
you,
good.
How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the
$449? Yeah, we just throw that on a credit card.
Okay. Go ahead and grab that. I'm going to secure the listing with you now.
Okay, I'm getting that call again. Can I take this and I'll be right back?
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. All right, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
I don't know what's happening, if that's their side or if there's something. I'm using, so I have this other service sideline so I could have a second phone number. So my actual phone number is a 605 area code. I'm from South Dakota. So, I don't want that for the business. So I got this other app and I have sideline. So I have a different phone number with that rings through. And no, it kind of seems a little buggy. I think that's what we're calling through right now. And I feel okay. Like our conversation has been a little delayed.
Yeah,
but
I noticed that too. Let me, I can request a Google Voice number for you. I wouldn't charge you anything extra since it's a Premier or a Platinum Premier package.
Okay.
So let me just request it now. I'm happy you said that though. Close mouth doesn't get fed.
Yeah.
Platinum Premier. We'll go Google Voice. Offer Google Voice during client interview. Okay, what's your actual phone number, though?
My actual phone number is 605-202-0145.
Okay. They're going to offer you a Google Voice number. It's a similar tracking system. It's a press one dialer, so it'll have the face number that you select, and they call it. They just got to press one to verify it's an actual human being, not like a bot or like an auto call calling you, and then it'll ring automatically
okay.
through to this line.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of like what you have set up there, except for it's going to be a new number through Google. It's called Google Voice, and then there's no extra charge for that. I'm going to have that included.
Awesome. That would
so if you want to switch and get away from those guys.
Really
yeah, I don't know what they're charging you, but maybe it'll save you a couple extra bucks there, too.
Yeah. No, it's like a $10 a month service, but being on the phone and having this kind of, like, feel like I'm talking delayed and cutting you off, the timing's all off on it all, you know?
Yeah. And it sounds to me like you just got disconnected from a potential prospect twice.
Yeah, I don't know if that was – the number came out real close to someone I was expecting a call from, but then it was just the, you know, area code and then the – so it's just the first six digits, but
well,
then
the
last
thing
four
I want,
were slightly
though,
different.
Is if we're running ads and slow and doing this, is the last thing I want is for you to be missing calls. So,
bro, that's like
you know
pay I mean? Per lead and you can't even take a call.
Yeah, that's just not the ideal. So I'll make that accessible to you. If the call gets disconnected, we are approaching the 1 hour marker. So don't panic. I will call you right back if it does get disconnected. But sometimes when it hits 60 minutes, the recording like times out on us.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it says we're at 59. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the 449, how did you want to do that?
Yeah, I got the credit card ready.
Okay. Hold on, actually. So does it have your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay, so let me update this. It says LLC on it, too?
There wasn't enough room for it. It just says VW Cornerstone Landscaping.
Okay. And it says
but
William
it's a business credit card.
Okay, perfect. That's what I was looking for. Make sure the invoice is good. Is there any middle initial on it?